Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mondays. Yeah, location.
Eric Flack, Channel 9, an award-winning journalist in town, classing up the joint with us for a few minutes on G&D. How are you, Eric?
Great, Grant. How are you? How are you, Danny?
We're doing very well. Eric, we'd like to talk to you, but we have a number of conditions that have to be met first. So,
yeah, I'm going to have you forward those to my attorney, and
absolutely.
I will get back to you.
Most notably, though, what day are you busy next week? Because that's the day we'd
we'll do it.
We'll do it on that day, but you have to publicly show us your calendar and show us that you can't do it, and then we'll tell you that we'll do it that day.
I'm just busy on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday, but any other days will work.
Okay, that sounds great. So where are we here? What do you think? When people saw this story that Dan Snyder's attorney told the House Oversight Committee, he'll talk, they just kind of ran with that. But it's pretty complicated.
Very effective job by Daniel Snyder's very high-priced and I'm sure very qualified attorneys. Here is the key line that we have to pay attention to in the letter sent to the House Oversight Committee. Quote, on the assumption our due process concerns could be resolved, Mr. Snyder could make himself available, ... The problem is that's a huge assumption because the due process concerns are that the committee is only going to talk to Dan Snyder about, quote, the hostile workplace culture issues. Well, as we all know, that House Oversight Committee is not just looking into that. They're looking into the financial improprieties that have been forwarded to the FTC. They are learning about a alleged sexual assault that Daniel Snyder paid a settlement out to make go away. They have a lot of questions beyond just the workplace culture issues that the commanders and the NFL both agree we're taking care of and make it out to be that the Washington Commanders are the best HR environment in all of the DMV at this point.
So, Eric, I guess my question is, what is this committee waiting for? Like, I don't have a better way to ask it than that. Like, to me, this is sort of like, okay, we're going to escalate a little tiny bit. We might release a statement. Like, Dan Snyder, to me, is thumbing his nose at you. Right? Like, where are my big guns? Where are my nukes? Where is, like, the aircraft carrier that's going to launch all my top gun guys to run the mission where we blow up the little, you know, bullseye? Like, we're bullseye and womp rats and my T-16 back home. I'm now crossing Star Wars references with this. Where is my escalation?
All great references.
Thank you.
No, Danny, these questions are all great. Here's the problem. And I talked to a federal prosecutor about this. Accepting a subpoena and refusing it, that's a crime. Dodging a subpoena, not a crime. They don't prosecute you for that. Mm. He was in France. Now he's on a family vacation in Israel until August. Meanwhile, they really don't have any guns, as you reference, in their arsenal. They said, we're going to wait for him to come back. At this point, it seems like Daniel Snyder's just kind of waiting them out, and this goes back and forth. But his staying out of the country tactic is serving him pretty well right now. One other point about the subpoena that I wanted to mention. It is common practice for attorneys representing a client, you, me, Grant, to accept a subpoena through email and then work out the details. Daniel Snyder's attorneys right now, and this is according to the House Oversight Committee, is refusing to accept the subpoena via email, saying, we're just not going to take it. We're just not going to take it. And that is a problem because unless he accepts the subpoena, their hands are kind of really tied.
What is the chance that he answers questions at any point?
I think it is all up to the committee, right? Because they are basically saying, we will answer some of your questions. So the committee has to decide whether or not some is better than none. Do they put him up there? And we saw the last hearing. They will ask him the questions anyway. They will say their speeches anyway about all this other stuff. But do they want to get him up there in some form or fashion? I just don't see it happening. I just don't, Grant. I mean, I could be wrong. I think this is a great ploy by them to say, hey, we're cooperating. You guys are the ones who aren't cooperating. But I think both sides are kind of really dug in on this. And without some strict guarantees for the Snyder camp, I just can't see even via Zoom him putting himself out there.
So much good cooperation. 600,000 documents not being turned over. But they're cooperating so hard. Eric, you're the best, buddy. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Eric Flack, check him out. CBS in town, WSATV9.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.